Welcome back to the program, 740. All right, I want to do something a little different this morning than we normally do right here. Normally, we highlight stupid criminals. But I want to do a musical stumper on Tom this morning instead of Tom giving us a musical stumper.
Oh, this isn't the name that tune thing, is it?
With yeah, kind of.
I'm terrible at this.
No, you're going to be great.
You only play like two or three notes on a piano?
No. I'm going to play an entire segment of the song, and you get to get, but it's a twist. And Chris, you can play in along with this one as well.
Sure.
All right. As we know, sometimes celebrities will do a musical album.
Uh-huh.
And there are times when it gets, well...
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty cheesy.
And it goes by the wayside, hopefully never to see the light of day again. Until somebody in doing research for the morning show comes across three clips from three relatively well-known celebrities and decides to bring them to the show for a bit.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to play the first one. This is a song that is a legitimate recording, and it was released on an album.
Yep.
I'm going to play it. You tell me who is singing it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains high. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses.
It's not bad.
It's okay,
and
sure.
I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
I mean, not going to get a lot on American Bandstand for the rhythm.
All right, here's my guess.
All right, what is your guess?
Clint Eastwood.
You're going to guess Clint Eastwood. You would be...
wow.
You are correct, my friend. That is, it's Clint Eastwood, Don't Fence Me In. Very good. See, I told you, you'd be
Clint Eastwood, of course, making his bones as Rowdy Yates in Rawhide. Uh-huh. And then, of course, he did a musical. He was in, wasn't he in Paint Your Wagon?
Maybe.
The movie version of Paint Your Wagon?
Who knows. All right, here we go. This is the second one.
All right.
This
you want
is not so good. She's synthed up. I mean, they've altered her voice to make this acceptable.
You want to give you a hint? Supermodel.
Cindy Crawford.
Say Cindy Crawford. No. Chris, you want to take a guess?
A supermodel.
Supermodel.
A singing supermodel.
Skinny supermodel.
Twiggy. Christy Brinkley. Elle McPherson.
Brooklyn Decker.
Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell.
That was Naomi Campbell. All right, last but not least, this is not a skinny supermodel. You should be able to get this one. Here we go.
William Shatner can too. Captain Kirk's kind of sang the blues. Just another celebrity with nothing to lose. Singing for my supper with my hat in my hand. Why, I'm Hollywood's answer to a Renaissance man. Despite people across the country screaming, please don't do it. We've got another CD from Jennifer Love Hewitt. And now that Adam Sandler's got more money than God, I hope he takes his guitar and just goes away.
We should know who that is.
Yes, you should.
Huh.
I'm going to give you a hint. Michigan commercials.
Who does the Michigan commercials? I don't even know.
I have no idea who does the Michigan commercials.
Here's another hint.
Tim Allen. Tim Allen.
No, it's not.
Here's another hint. Dumb and Dumber.
Jim Carrey. Oh, that is the other guy.
I would have thought that was Jim Carrey. I thought Tom had it.
Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels plays played the guitar in one episode of his new show, The Newsroom. All right.
And
Jeff Daniels. Huh?
That is Jeff Daniels. He did a comedy album, and how about that?
I'll have to find that.
There you have to go looking for it. And now, something to make you feel even better.
And goody, it's my favorite part of the show.
Mine too.
A quick look at the news.
All right, from the world of entertainment, Elton John will be performing at the Emmy Awards during a tribute to Liberace, which kind of makes sense because his whole life has been a tribute to Liberace.
In some ways, yes.
We don't want to know what. The nominations for the CMAs are out. And if you haven't seen them yet, just repeat the name Taylor Swift over and over until you pass out, and that should do it. Miley Cyrus is going to host SNL on October 5th. And by host, kind of means stick your tongue out and act like a complete idiot for 90 minutes.
Miley Cyrus is going to host Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do every sketch possible featuring her twerking.
A bill, now from the news of the United States and abroad, a bill has been introduced to end the use of taxpayers' money to commission paintings of congressmen. And actually, this makes sense, especially now that politicians have mastered the art of selfies. That's what is fine. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad turns 48 years old today. Not sure how he's going to celebrate it, but whatever he does, I'm sure it's going to be a gas.
Too soon.
A six-clawed lobster was caught off the coast of Cape Cod. It's going to be displayed along that other Massachusetts rarity, the sober Red Sox fan.
We're winning again. Leave us alone.
From us. Us.
I'm a member of Red Sox Nation.
Are you
a proud
really?
Card-carrying member.
Mm-hmm. Okay. According to the Apple Corporation, they unveiled their new phones yesterday. It's an improved camera, and it will allow you to take even better low-light photos, which is good news for Anthony Weiner.
Is this the final mention of Anthony Weiner forever? I mean, we don't have to ever talk about him again, right?
I think that may have been the official last time.
We will never see him again, never hear from him again?
Just him and Huma and his internet connection.
It may be the last time we mention, which is a shame.
Well, wait a minute, because doesn't his wife... She's going to be part of the Hillary Clinton campaign, right? Doesn't she work for Hillary Clinton? So Anthony Weiner will be back in a couple of years doing something.
So Weiner may pop up in conversations of the future. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
My wife's a vegetarian, and I do not know how she does it. And she's a real vegetarian.
Ew.
Yeah. I love the ooh after real. It's like, oh, God. And do you know why I say real vegetarian, too? Because we meet people all the time who will say, like, once they find out she is, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm a vegetarian, too. And then they will seriously add, I mean, I eat a little bit of, like, chicken. Oh, well, then, actually, you're not a vegetarian. You're what's known as a liar. Yeah, that's a different club. I don't know how she does it. Like, I couldn't do it. I love steak. Steak's the one thing. There's no way I could give it up. Oh, it's so good. I love steak so much, I don't condone cannibalism, but I get it. My wife and I watched that based on a true story movie Alive with a plane. South American soccer team crashed their planes in the Andes, and some had to eat some of the other ones to get out of there. We watched that, and she was like, oh my God, no. No way. There's no way I would live with those memories. I mean, seriously, like, no joke. Seriously. I mean, could you do that? I was like, seriously, have we met? I love meat. I love to live. 1 + 1 = I call ribs. Actually, ever since watching that movie, when I fly, I throw a little A1 in my suitcase.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.